No one has died, Danny said. Sir Jorah, I may have need of your blade. Best go don your armor. She was more frightened than she dared admit, even to herself. The knight bowed. As you say, he strode from the tent. Danny turned back to Mirra Mars Dua. The woman's eyes were wary.
So, he has saved me once more.
And now you must save him, Danny said. Please.
You do not ask a slave,
Miri replied sharply.
You tell her.
She went to Drogo, burning on his mat, and gazed long at his wound.
Ask or tell, it makes no matter. He is beyond a healer's skills.
The cow's eyes were closed. She opened one with her fingers.
He has been dulling the hurt with milk of the puppy.
Yes, Danny admitted.
I made him a poultice, a fire pod, and sting me nut, and bound it in a lambskin.
It burned, he said. He tore it off. The herb women made him a new one, wet and soothing.
It burned, yes. There is great healing magic in fire. Even your hairless men know that.
Make him another poultice, Danny begged. This time I will make certain he wears it.
The time for that is past, my lady,
Mary said.
All I can do now is ease the dark road before him, so that he might ride painless to the nightlands. He will be gone by morning.